All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to spend all summer living with your ex who also is still in love with you? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I am so happy to be back again talking about these messy bitches. It's going to be fun today. Yes, we typically love a season finale and a season premiere. I guess let's just like lead with it. Was this kind of a boring season finale?
Yeah, it kind of was. Like, I just kept waiting for something to like explode or something to go like terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And really nothing did. And I think maybe what I've come to learn is that like while Ben has his moments of being both a bad and a good boyfriend, he also is kind of not dramatic enough. Like in a way that is not spicy enough for TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's just a dude, you know?
He's just a dude, bro. He's just, he's vibing. He's EMTing. He's just, he's not spicy enough.
Yeah. I mean, like he has his temper that does come out, especially when he's drinking, which obviously we know is like a bit of his dad in him. And like, you know, it is what it is, but he's just like a dude guy. And I mean, like he could be messy. It's fine. Like there was things that happened this finale, but yeah, I don't think it was explosive, but I definitely think that it was, like momentum moving forward, which is certainly important. It's important,
but it feels like they were doing more work to set up the premiere of next season than they were like putting a button or like spicing things up for the end of this season.
I definitely think that like it closed a couple of like open circles. So like namely the Ruby thing. Like Ruby would have always been Noel's what if they didn't figure this out. Like if they didn't have like one more rendezvous together, and he would have always been thinking about Ruby if he didn't have this moment. So I think that was important. There is a lot to talk about, but is there anything before we jump into it? Is there anything that like you want to share? We took a week off. You had a good little time at the a cruise, kind of.
On a cruise. Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, I was away for a little bit and things got a little too crazy heading into being off for vacation. So we had to delay a week. So apologies for that. But yeah, I am returned. I have a cold. I feel like everyone I talk to is sick these days. So yeah,
it's been a rough winter. So if you're not feeling that great, I'm sorry. I hope you're feeling better between the flu, A and B, norovirus, RSV, COVID, just like a typical cold. Everybody's ass has been kicked, except mine, because I have a beautiful immune system.
I'm so happy for you. Truly, I am. This is not me being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Because it is rough. Like, for anyone who is unable to avoid getting sick because of, like, the field that you work in or the fact that you, like, have kids or something, like, I feel so bad for you because it's really unfun being sick. This is not a hot take. I am just like a grouchy ass bitch when I'm sick because I blame everyone. I'm like, everyone in the world, it's their fault. It's all these airplane people. It's all the cruise people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grouchy because I don't feel well. I am feeling much better. It's mostly just a little bit of congestion and a cough at this point. So
if you're
watching us on YouTube and you see me, hopefully I will be muted and you see me coughing, apologies. But I do recommend Hall's Fruit Breezers. Well, they used to be called Fruit Breezers. I think they're just called Breezers now.
Uh-huh.
They're my favorite, like, cough suppressant cough drop situation. They're delicious.
We are sponsored. So thank you, Hall's.
thank you, Hall's, for sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah.
Sponsoring this illness. Yeah.
I every single person that I've known has really gotten their ass kicked this winter, except me. Like, even Adam was sick around.
Didn't get it?
Yeah, around our wedding, he got sick and I didn't get it.
That's really lovely because both times Will has been the first one to get sick and then I've gotten it quickly thereafter. This time it was almost more tandem. Like, we both kind of started coughing around the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's never fun.
It's because I heard that all illnesses were crafted in China and so that Jews and the Chinese don't get sick. So that's why I don't get sick. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much confirmed.
I mean, you've suffered enough. So truly,
I'm being sarcastic, people. I'm very sorry. I am quoting something that is totally untrue and has circulated in the news. And but I do love to make that joke because I think it's hilarious. Same thing with the space lasers and how the Jews control the banks. It's all a bunch of bullshit, but it does crack me up.
Well, if we don't laugh, we'll cry. So
that's true. That is absolutely true. However, once again, since I never get sick, maybe it's true.
You just have a superior immune system. And usually I would argue that I also have a superior immune system, but not this year, baby. Not this year. It has kicked my ass.
It's been nasty. It's been really nasty between like everything that's going around. I mean, it's pretty scary out there, but I'm sure that if and when I have a child, I will also get my ass kicked by
everything
that circulates around the stinking preschools and daycares. Nasty ass.
Kids are so gross. I had like a 5-year-old's hands right near my face just constantly. And I saw her pick her nose a lot. Okay. Anyway,
she has been every single time you tell me about her, you tell me that she's a nose picker.
She's definitely a nose picker.
How are we not trying to fix this?
Listen, not my kid. I don't feel like I could be like, don't pick your nose. Like, what do I know? I don't know if that's a thing you can say to kids now.
You know what you could do? You could put a dog cone on them so they can't reach their nose.
I honestly should have brought one on the cruise. That's a great idea. Because then she also couldn't like get so close to my face either.
Yeah.
Probably been a good idea. Anyway. Felicity finale.
Felicity finale.
Last summer ever. Where do you want to start, Sarah? Let me list out our couples here, or these people we got. We got Ben and Felicity. We got Felicity and Noel. Probably should save both of those for closer to the end. Noel and Ruby, the whole Elena Tracy DeForest situation, and then of course, as always, Megan and Shaw.
Do we need a wheel one of these days?
Ooh, I would love that.
Do you want to do it quickly?
We can
just riff.
I will get, yeah, let's keep talking. Give me,
because
give me.
I don't like having to make the decision of where we go.
Yeah.
At times, because typically, like, I just like talking about the thing that I find the most dramatic. So, but it's a tough call. It's a tough call. Let the universe tell us what to do. But yeah, I spent my week off, not doing much, honestly. There was like a work's been really busy, and I'm been involved. I'm like an advisor for my sorority, for the local chapter by us. And there's been drama there. It's very, very tiring. But
it sounds like it. I don't know how you do all of it, because between being on Zoom for 25 hours a week.
And yeah, I'm on Zoom all day. Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
So this is our wheel. Everyone's accounted for. Let's see where we land. Where are we going first? Megan and Sean.
I think that's a good place to start, because
I agree.
Yeah, Megan and Sean, every summer they are like, we are going on vacay, fuck New York, which most New Yorkers do, by the way.
Yeah.
Most New Yorkers don't spend their summers in New York because why would they? It's like gross and hot and stinky. So they are trying to figure out where they're going. Last year, if you remember, they went to Tuscany at Megan's family's house. So this year, Megan comes in and is like, hey, my parents are taking Tuscany this year, but our Switzerland house is available for us. And Sean gets his little panties in a bunch because he's like, I'm not a man. I need to plan the vacation. Why are you taking my vacation? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like so stupid. If you get a free house in, where were they going? Zurich? I don't remember.
Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland. But do you remember the city?
No idea.
No. Okay. They're like, like if you're getting like a free house in Switzerland, which is a very beautiful place, by the way, then take it. It's like, who the fuck cares? Like, oh, you're the man, then you don't get to plan the vacation and you're not providing. So it was so annoying, because it's just like, dude, like take the free place to stay. If you want to be like a man, then like plan an excursion or something, or like go. Like, because you're in Switzerland, you have so much opportunity to like take a train and go anywhere you want to go. If you really need to be a bro man that plans, then plan a weekend trip. You're going to be there all summer. What a fucking pussy ass bitch.
I think where I land on this is ultimately, I definitely agree with you that like, it's ridiculous to feel like emasculated by this. Like if I was dating someone whose family was well off and literally owned a home that would be empty for the summer, you're house sitting, you know, if you really want to try to justify it to yourself, you're house sitting. If you really, I think the only thing, the teeniest, tiniest thing that I will be on like Sean's side for is like, maybe there could have been a conversation of like, do you want to go to Switzerland? Yes, I do want to go to Switzerland. Okay, let's go to Switzerland versus here are your plane tickets. You know, like maybe there was, because he, like he says, they're working with the therapist on being a team. These are team decisions. So that I can understand. And if you really don't want her to feel like her parents are just paying for everything, offer to reimburse them for the flight. Like, I just don't see how this has to be an immediate no-go that like, yes, they are well, and in my opinion, if they're well off, this money means nothing to them, then like take the free place to stay. I don't see how it's as big of a deal as like he's making it out to be. They don't have to pay for everything. They can just, you can stay there, you can pay for your flight, you're gonna need food and all that other stuff all summer. Buy the food while you're there. They're not paying for literally everything. That's where I'm like, okay, I like Sean's idea of coming up with a place to go together, right? Let's pretend Switzerland isn't even on the table. I like this idea in theory of like, let's each separately make our little lists of like where we'd like to go.
Yeah.
We'll pitch them to each other. But like, we got to talk about these options here. I wrote them all down because some of them are real trash. Like,
if
you live in New York City, suggesting to go to Atlantic City is like a step down. Like, and you're famously New Jersey girl. Like, you know Atlantic City.
Well, yeah. I mean, like we've Okay, well, I've been to Atlantic City a good handful of times. I have almost never been to Atlantic City without puking. So I drink too much in Atlantic City. Yeah. I become a human that is not my own. And there has been more than two occasions where on our way home from Atlantic City, I puked out the car door. So
you puked out a car door more than once?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you been able to make it so it doesn't get on the car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. Congratulations. Stop
and we puke because, yeah. So that is more than zero times, more than one time, more than two. So I've been to Atlantic City a lot. We have also been to Atlantic City together. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Of course.
That's actually where I met Adam in person for the first time. So I don't think I puked on that trip.
I don't recall you puking. So no, I wasn't in front of me.
I wasn't really a drunko on there. My favorite part of that was going at the spa. I went to the spa. Yeah. I don't remember what else I did at that time.
Not a ton. There was some gambling. You brought a lot of snacks and a lot of water bottles. I remember that.
Snack room.
Everybody were very upset. No one wanted the thousands of Tic Tacs that you brought.
Everybody was very disrespectful to me, actually, in my snack room. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wanted to come in. Oh, and I think my AirPod fell behind the bed.
Oh, that was a mess. It was we had to get a magnet, and we did eventually get it. We did eventually. Yeah. This is why AirPods are ridiculous, because people fall asleep with them in their ears, and then they fall behind bed frames, and the bed frames do not move because you're in a hotel.
Yeah, they were it was mounted to go. Those are the things I remember from Atlantic City. But
I feel like Atlantic City is where I learned that, I really don't care about gambling. It's just – it's not something that I really enjoy. If I'm going to do anything, I will do – what's the one with the spinning wheel? Roulette. I will do roulette, but I am also an extremely anxious person and will not do roulette at a table with people. I like the electronic roulette because I'm too nervous that people will judge me that because I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
And I won't learn. So can I tell you also, this is so stupid. This is how anxious I am of a person. So on the flight back from our recent cruise, Will and I always will take the middle and window seat. We always get our two seats together, and it's middle and a window, because usually, especially in this flight, we're going to Florida. It's only a few hours. We're generally not going to be getting up in that time period. And usually on one direction, he'll be in the middle, and the other direction, I'll be in the middle. So this flight home, I was on the window side. He was sitting in the middle, and there was a man next to him. And I usually don't have to pee on a flight. I'm usually for 3 hours, I'm not peeing. I can hold it. Yeah. I've only peed on a plane one time, and it was on an 11-hour flight where I really didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But I was an idiot and didn't pee right before we got on the plane. Mm-hmm. So then we still had an hour left of our flight, and I'm I have to pee. I'm not going to be able to hold it. And I held it for as long as I possibly could. And then I looked at Will and I was I really have to pee, but I don't want to. He's it's fine. We'll just ask the guy to get up. And I'm no, but he's going to hate me because he has to stand up. And then all the people in the aisle are going to hate me because we were sat by the wing, which means I had half the plane to walk past to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm they're all going to hate me.
Who cares? You're never going to see them again.
Exactly. I was the most anxious person. And I'm sorry. Like squeezing by to get to the bathroom. Then I get to the bathroom and the stupid door is busted and not locking properly. So I'm taking forever. And then it's awkward because when I get out, then there's three people waiting to get into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Worst nightmare of my life. Truly,
these wear a diaper next time you go.
Oh, never. Oh, so uncomfortable. But anyway, Atlantic City is a shitty ass suggestion.
Yeah, bad suggestion. Okay, what's next?
Megan comes back with, "What about Hawaii?"
Love that idea. I have also been to Hawaii.
I love the idea of Hawaii, but in terms of affordable places to visit, certainly not a good option. Not
affordable. Okay. So
beautiful, not great affordable option.
Yeah. We're not Rockefellers over here.
Sean then suggests Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very on brand. I've also been to Israel. Hey, look at it. Yes. And if anybody asks, yes, I am aware of the genocide that is happening over there, and
a lot of bad stuff happening.
Yes, so
yeah, over there right now. Which and I think it's, you know, he's like, oh, because obviously him recently having his bar mitzvah and everything, yeah, like
it that tracks. Sense. That but tracks.
Like, also, I don't know, like, was because I thought, Sarah, like, is this not a suggestion for the entire summer? Like, you're spending your entire summer in Israel, your entire summer in Hawaii? Yeah. Like, that's wild.
Yeah. Did they talk about being on a kibbutz? Is that what they said? No.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe. Or I'm just imagining that. But no, that's possible. It's possible. You could, like, go in the kibbutz and, like, help around. It's like, you know, socialism. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Megan comes back with the Bahamas. That's her number one option.
Have not been to the Bahamas. I've been to
Went to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Okay.
That's say, I do think you can, I would say you certainly can do the Bahamas more affordably than you could do Hawaii. Like, way more affordable, I would say.
He doesn't like that option either.
No. And then that's when he starts clucking like a chicken. And I truly don't I've never ever heard of this as like a therapy thing. He says the therapist says if you're clucking you can't be mad.
Okay, well I think I understand, because like when you're in an argument, like everyone's like on emotional, like an everyone's emotional, you're really focusing on like, you know, the anger part of it, and it can escalate very quickly. But if you start like clucking, then you take yourself out of that situation, out of that emotion at that moment, and now you're like, you it's like your brain basically like takes a step back. It's like, okay, and then it just like breaks the tension. So I think I understand the concept, and I like to be perfectly honest, like my husband and I, like, we're not fighters. We don't really fight. So, like, we especially not like Megan and Sean fight. But I don't know if I would, maybe I could implement this, but I don't
hate this.
You hate
I really hate it. Number one, it reminds me of the chicken dance, which I truly just hate so much. Okay. But number two, I just think it's more immature than anything. I feel like if you're in the heat of an argument and like you're going at it, I think the more mature thing to do is to say, I'm just gonna like walk away for a minute. I feel like clucking, if I am the person who is on the other side and someone is clucking at me, they're pissing me the fuck off. Like, I'm actually going to get more mad than I probably would be during the argument. And again, Sarah, I'm with you. Like, this is not – if Will and I are in a disagreement, this is generally not how it's going on. Like, it's generally not getting to this point. So I hated this. I hated the clucking. I feel like it's a stupid strategy.
I don't think it's stupid for somebody like Sean and Megan that like kind of just see red, the both of them just see red when they're in an argument. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good way to take yourself out of it and break up the cycle. So I think I'm like pro this, but also it's pretty insane.
It is. It's just like so ridiculous. I was so taken aback by it. It does, I guess, kind of work because they stop arguing. And then when they come back together later, after we find out Felicity and Ben aren't going to be camping, Sean says, hey, we got all this free camping equipment. Let's go camping for the summer. Oh, and I am just like,
know your audience.
Thank you. Here's the thing. There is a certain person who would be down for this, aka Felicity and Ben, right? Like, Ben is the kind of guy who's like, yeah, sure, let's camp. Megan, what about Megan reads camping to you? Yes, she went to camp, but that is not the same thing. She went to Wicca camp. It's not the same thing as camping. And the type of camping that it seems like Sean is getting them ready for and has the supplies for is full-on tent camping. And that is not for everyone. Like, you have to be a certain type of person. Like, cabin camping, sure, maybe. Like, that I could think you could
Okay, so like I'm like
to agree to.
Yeah, I'm like Megan. Like, I hear camping and I feel an amount of dread that I probably can't come from. Have you, but especially, okay, like cabin camping, still I'm like apprehensive. but like fine. It like really depends on, yeah, like it's a little out of my comfort zone, but like I think it's okay. Like glamping is okay. Tent camping.
Mm-hmm.
Tent camping. No.
That's what it sounds like he's talking about. And Megan is like, are you fucking kidding me? And on top of that, like Sean isn't even a camper. Like, I don't know that he's, I mean, certainly we've never heard of them talking about camping. So I don't know if he's ever been camping, but like you generally, in my opinion, like if you've never camped before in your entire life, you don't want to start with like multiple months of camping. Like you want to start with like a weekend.
Have you ever been tent camping?
My entire life. Yeah. Most of my life that I've been camping has been intense. Yeah. For my whole life, that's all we ever did was camping tents. Yeah.
Like in a tent?
In a tent. Generally, like when I was a kid, I did. Like, I mean,
what?
when we were kids, that was our vacations were spent camping. Usually my parents had their tent and then my brother and I were in a different tent.
Ooh, okay.
And this was pre-air mattresses as well. Like we didn't sleep on air mattresses. You just slept in a sleeping bag on the ground. That was most of my childhood and then into my adult life. I haven't been camping in a couple of years.
You slept outside?
No, in the, that's what the tent is for.
I know, but the tent's outside?
Yes.
And then like what, you build a fire?
Yes.
But where do you get water?
So most campgrounds, we usually would stay at state campgrounds. Most of them have like spigots that you can get water from. Oof. A lot of them have bathrooms too. Like this isn't,
okay,
it's not
okay,
roughing
okay,
it okay. In the sense of, I mean, I have been to places where there aren't bathrooms, but like most of the time I went camping, we went to a state campground where they have toilets. They have like coin operated showers. There's like water.
You had to spigots. Pay a quarter to take a shower?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And usually that's what we would do. You cook over a fire. We usually also had I forget what they had, the little kerosene stove camps.
Yeah.
Camp stove things.
This is just not for me. Like
No.
I would die. I can't.
You would complain the entire time and it would be no fun for anyone.
I think like it's just, I would be cringing. I think I would like keep it to myself.
The moment the bugs came out,
oh, I hate
not
bugs.
Be keeping it to yourself.
Oh, I really don't
I can like tell you bugs. Right now.
Yeah, I don't like bugs. Me and the mesquites. Terrible suggestion. So they eventually, we are like running so long in this like one story, but essentially they come full circle and they go to Switzerland. They're going to Switzerland.
Yes. Which like, okay, it was a long route to get all the way back to Switzerland. Mm-hmm. But like, I like that that's where they ended up because truly I don't understand. Like again, Sean can just reimburse them for the flight if he really wants to be the manliest man about it. Like if he wants to whip his dick out, then just pay for the flight. You
That's
know,
stupid. Please. You're stupid, Sean. You're being so dumb.
So that is the Sean and Megan storyline.
Yeah, get a life, Sean. Yeah. All right. What does the wheel say we're going to?
Okay. I am get a life, Sean. I'm going to share my screen again and let's spin this baby and see where we land. It's very clown colored and bothering me. Spicy Noel and Felicity. Okay.
These people are also idiots. So I think this is a good, like, we spend half this episode with Felicity, like, narrating her therapy session with Dr. Pavone.
Yeah.
And basically, she's just, like, complaining how she is very upset that Noel was like, we're not friends, you bitch. Like, we're not friends. We'll never be friends. She's very upset about this. And she's very, like, hemming and hawing, like, because Noel's graduating, by the way. We opened up the episode with Noel in his cap and gown. And he's graduating. He's having his graduation session. All the friends are invited. And Felicity was invited, but then she might have gone uninvited. But then she was going to show up anyway. And that's like part of the debate. Like, do I go to Noel's graduation? He said we weren't friends. He says he doesn't want to see me, but do I still go? What's your answer to that?
I think she shouldn't go. I think you have to respect his wishes. And if you do go, you better be standing in a spot he doesn't see you. I think that's the move. I think if you are going to go, you can't be somewhere he can see you. But like, is it just me? Or is it like dumb to get hung up on the fact that she's not going to see Noel at graduation? Like, I just feel like it's like such a stupid thing to be like, I want to sit through a 4-hour ceremony to watch my friend. Like, no one wants to go to graduation. Not even the graduates want to go to graduation. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing?
How big is this ceremony? Because I think, if I'm not wrong, I think NYU students have their ceremony at least at one point at Madison Square Garden. Like, this is like, you know, huge. So like, will he actually see them? I'm not quite sure, but I think that she should still go, because I think that he was saying that sort of thing from like emotion standards, obviously, because of how he ends up at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. So I think that she would have regret not going. And he would have, like, just because, take it from my experience, just because you tell somebody that they don't have to go, or that you don't want them to go, there's a part of you that still wants that person to be there. Like, sure. So, and
I just feel like she was so in front there. Like, just like hide in the back, you know, like have someone tape it for you if you really want to see it. Like,
well, yeah. So she's like debating, and Professor or Dr. Pavone is really like, you're dumb idiot. Like,
she knows what's up. She's well aware of what's going on. Yeah. And like, Felicity can't help herself, right? Like, she gets Noel this incredibly thoughtful graduation gift of like this book that he talked about back in sophomore year. It was out of print. Like, this is not today's version of the internet where you can find almost anything very easily and like get it on eBay.
You probably searched for it all over.
She
really
had to call bookstores and shit. Like, she had to do some hunting to find this book. And he, after, we'll talk about the Ruby section, but basically after she talks about this bracelet that he gave her that she wears to remind herself of him, he's like, I can't have this book. It's just going to remind me of you.
This book is going to haunt him.
Yeah.
Give me space, bitch. Give me space. And then she's obsessed. She's like going back to therapy a bunch and talking about it. And I understand, like, it's hard for her because she wants to have her cake and eat it too. Like, she wants both Ben and Noel in her life, just like how Joey wanted both Dawson and Pacey in her life. Yeah. And that is a big ask, especially when you've dated both and now you're dating like one of them and you keep going back and forth. It's a big ask. Like, you can't in an ideal world. And this is probably why boys and girls should not be friends. But anyway, joking.
Well, this is
not really.
It's more like, I feel like, because Felicity is calling Noel selfish because he is willing to throw away their friendship because he wants more. But realistically, honestly, Felicity is being extremely selfish. Like, if Noel is asking for space because he's in love with you and needs to move on, you need to grant him that. Like, I don't know how she doesn't understand this, that like, the closer you are in proximity, the harder it's going to be for Noel to move on with his life and go date someone else. Like, it's unfair of you to demand he be friends with you. It's not as easy for him to do that.
And I think that what she wants is, like, if they're going to stop being friends, then let's do it organically where you slowly fade out. I think, like, she would be better with that. Like, I think that the fact that he's supposed to go off to Seattle and they're on bad terms doesn't sit right with Felicity. In her ideal world, they'd be like, we're cool, we're good, you go off to Seattle, I stay in New York, and then we just lose touch over time. And like, it's like a more like organic way to stop a friendship rather than something upfront, which is like not only the best, it's not great, but at least it's not like drama. Like, she wants to feel like they're okay. But it is, once again, a big ask. And then ultimately, with her staying in New York this summer, she was like going to babysit the loft. And then next thing you know, Noel lost his job at the in Seattle.
The internet is dead, which is hysterical. Like, okay, so he lost his job. And like, more importantly, when he left her this like time capsule. So he now has two boxes, right? The breakup box, breakup kit. And now he's left her this time capsule, which is like the Boggle from when they first kissed, like all these like memories. It's a memory box of their relationship. And it also has the little tape that he recorded her, a la Felicity sending messages to Sally. He has left her a recording. Now, when he returns to the loft, I don't think we know if she listened to it. We see her looking at it, but like she mentions going to get ice cream, which was something he had mentioned, which is why I thought maybe she listened to the tape.
No, she mentioned it. She was, she said to her therapist, like in an ideal world, I just want to go get ice cream with him and blah, 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 blah.
And then so like, maybe then she didn't.
I don't think that she listened to it yet, but she's definitely going to listen to it, which is going to very much muddle their new friendship over the summer.
Well, that's the thing. Now they're going to be living in the loft. And I think most importantly to say, by themselves, like no one else will be there. Ben's going to be
so mad. Ben is going to be so mad.
Except for the fact that Ben doesn't seem to give a single fuck lately. Like, he's not a jealous boyfriend, which I would usually be like, okay, pro, thumbs up, like, doesn't care.
He'll be jealous when he hears his girlfriend is spending the whole summer with Noel.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think. So that's, we're setting ourselves up here for season four, where it's very much going to be Ben versus Noel. Who's Felicity going to pick over the summer? They're going to bond. They're going to have like tons of fun together.
Yeah.
Troublesome. Also, I couldn't help but notice Sarah, when he was leaving her his little recording, he did tell her Hags.
Hags,
have a good summer.
Have a great summer in Kansas City, Felicity. Have a good time, or camping, or whatever. Do you think that Noel actually lost his job, or do you think that like he heard that Felicity was going to stay in New York and he quit his job so that he can be in New York at the same time, master manipulator Noel?
I think he just lost his job. I think he was looking forward to a little bit of a fresh start away from Felicity.
The internet's not dead though.
No, of course it isn't, but his job is, like, you know, he was working for like a comic book company or something, wasn't it? Like, what the hell was he doing? I don't remember.
I don't know. I thought that he was doing some web stuff.
Whatever. Either way, it's not exactly surprising to me that like that job is no longer. I mean, it does suck. Like, literally, you're about to move and they take that job away. Like, that's garbage. But yeah, I mean, we're obviously setting up a Noel and Felicity romance over the summer. And this is the thing. I feel like because it didn't happen until the very last second in the finale, I'm like, ugh, like, come on. Like, yeah, we've done this earlier in the episode.
This is a little worrisome for Team Noel, because if she's currently with Ben, she's going to break up with Ben, go back to Noel, and then by the end of the series, go back to Ben. I'm a little concerned. However, I do know that Noel is her one true love, so maybe. I don't know.
Yes. Anything else on Felicity and Noel before we go to the next pairing?
Did you go to your actual college graduation?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Because I graduated in January. So I graduated one semester early. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have walked at graduation until like June. And I just didn't care. Like, I went to a very large state school. The graduation would have been forever. My last name is late in the alphabet. I didn't care. Like, it didn't. I got my diploma already. It didn't matter to me. I went to my high school one. That was enough. I didn't feel like I needed to go to the college one.
All right. Well, seems like you don't care.
I
went to my college graduation. Yeah. I had a grand old time.
Well, I'm happy for you. I would have liked the colors better at that graduation, like my school colors, because my purple and gold. So I would have enjoyed wearing that cap and gown better than the green one I had to wear for my high school graduation.
But here, you want to see how do I share my screen?
You did this last time too. You just hit the share screen button.
Okay. Share screen.
There we go.
Yeah, this is me.
Oh, black cap and gown.
College graduation. Yeah, look how happy I am.
You're so happy. Look at Joe's red eyes.
My little tassel was gold because I was such a smarty pants. I graduated with honors.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Okay, let's move on to another pairing here. Let's spin this wheel, baby.
Spin. Nolan.
Oh, Ruby.
That's good. That is a great transition. So
Nolan Ruby.
I mean, I wasn't surprised because of literally the preview picture in the Plex, but I was surprised. Okay, there was a part of me that was like, if you tell me that this is Avery in this picture, I would be like, what the fuck? But anyway, Ruby is back. Ruby came back for the graduation. She got an invite as well. I don't know how they got this many tickets. I don't know how they got this many tickets for the graduation, but Noel got hundreds of tickets. Oh my God. We forgot to mention Noel's mom, by the way. No, because Felicity met Noel's mom. Noel's mom is so nice.
Yeah, I did forget about that. She's like, stand closer. Come on, you two. Get in for a picture.
Yeah, because like obviously Noel talked about Felicity like a billion times. It was fun meeting Noel's mom because like I said, she was so nice.
Yeah, I mean, she was really lovely. And it's very obvious that Noel has told his mom a lot about Felicity. So like clue into there. Yeah. But yeah, Ruby showing up brings her daughter, Eva. She kisses Noel like immediately when she arrives.
Immediately. Yeah. Sexy kiss. Mm-hmm.
And she gives us the lowdown like Wade, you know, it didn't work out with them. He moved back to L.A. And it's very obvious. Like, I found it really strange that like she was very much like, giving big vibes of I'm still in love with you.
Yes.
Was weird because like, okay, he's moving to Seattle and she lives in Colorado. Like they're not going to be anywhere in close proximity to each other unless she was like, if this works out, I'll just move to Seattle.
I feel like that's where we're heading. Like, okay. I think that like she, I mean, obviously they've been talking and there has been a lot of times where like Noel has, I think that Noel really thought that Ruby was the one that got away. And I think that like a part of him wanted to see if like those feelings were actually there when they were together again. So I think that it was a possibility and he wanted her to come and he wanted to meet the baby. And I think like in an ideal world, he would see Ruby and be like, oh, I have feelings for Ruby. These feelings for Felicity, I don't know, like, you know, just like insight in mind type of thing. And I think that he was hoping that like, oh, I really do love Ruby. I want to be with Ruby. And then she would come to Seattle and then they would live as a family as three and then they'd be happily ever after. But it didn't work that way. Like, I think that he maybe could have tricked himself into it. But I think that once Ruby was there, like he was like, no, it's just like still Felicity. I still have feelings for Felicity.
Yeah. And yeah, I totally agree. I think that it felt like he was, like you said, it was like the what if sort of situation. Yeah. And that I think even he was hoping maybe when she gets here, it'll reignite those feelings, but mm-hmm. it just didn't. And I appreciated that he did like tell her, right? Like I thought they both handled it like very maturely and it went better than it could have gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it was kind of nice to see, to put a cap on that storyline. Like I didn't need to see Ruby again. Like I would have been fine if we never saw her again. But I didn't mind seeing her and getting that little bit of a, like, she's doing well, like, she's a mom now, like, Eva is doing well, you know, like, her life didn't end sort of thing, you know?
Her life wasn't ruined.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I thought that it was nice seeing her as well. And she just seems love being a mother, but she sees, like, an argument between Noel and Felicity in regards to the book. And because, like, as you said earlier, Ruby wears this bracelet that Noel gave her, and Noel was like, "You still are wearing that thing? I thought it was, like, pretty ugly." And she was like, "Well, it makes me feel close to you." Mm-hmm. And, like, it makes me, like, I think of you when I have it on or I see it. And he was like, "Oh, wait, if I take this book, I have this book, I move with this book, I'm never going to get over Felicity." And that's why he was like, "I'm going to give you back this book. I don't want the book." And basically, it turns into an argument. Ruby witnesses it. And she's like, "Ew, you're still in love with Felicity. Okay. Like, this is, like, a no-go. Like, you, I thought maybe, hopefully, you would have feelings for me. But it seems like you just really have feelings for Felicity."
Yeah. Yeah. She was smart enough to cut. I mean, it was pretty obvious. So I don't know if I want to give her that much credit. It was pretty obvious what was going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, "I don't want to do this drama. Like, if I came here and you were obsessed with me, then I would be all over you. But it seems as though you're still obsessed with Felicity. So goodbye."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's out of there. She's out of the picture. But we button that up, which is nice. Ruby is officially back in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to move on? We have two final options here. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Ben and Felicity and the Elena Tracy DeForest trio.
I'm so nervous. What will it be? Let's
see where we land. We're going with, Elena Tracy DeForest. We're saving Ben and Felicity for last.
I'm so annoyed at Elena. I gotta be honest. It's so annoying. She's, like, having such a good time with DeForest. They go to the whatever. And the Coney Island? They go somewhere with a roller coaster.
It's Coney Island. Yeah.
They're having such a good time and they seem to really like each other. And he's such a nice guy. He makes her laugh. But then, of course, Tracy comes around and is like, "Hey, I want to talk with you." And of course, at first she's like, "I'm not going to talk to him. He is, like, a, you know, bitch ass, whatever." And then she does. So they have, like, a little meeting dinner thing. And he is basically like, "I still like you." And she's like, "Well, you fucked that girl." And he's like, "I didn't fuck that girl." And she was like, "Yes, you did. I saw the condom." And he's like, "This is the same condom that I had when I was with you. I never fucked her. I just, like, was dating her and we were together because of, you know, we had, like, mine." Do you believe him?
Do I believe he didn't fuck her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, we talked about this at the time, like, why is Elena jumping to conclusions, which she did at that moment. And we're just like, you know, I think we questioned if that meant that they were having sex, if I remember.
Yeah, we definitely had that conversation.
Yeah. And I think at the time I was like, well, like, bold for Elena to jump to that conclusion without having a conversation. But nonetheless, this really, and the fact that DeForest saw that Tracy came, that was so depressing too, because by the time Elena circles back to DeForest, she's like, he knows that he's going to break up with her. And mm-hmm. It's so mean. I feel so bad. Why? It was so bad. It was so bad. He was so sad. I felt so horrible because he was, like, such a good guy. And she was just like she's just a simp for Tracy. And it's fine, I guess.
I'm, like, so over it. Like, I'm so mad? Yeah. And here's the thing. Like, I liked Tracy as a character, so I really don't have anything against him.
Yeah.
But the problem is the problems that you had in your relationship prior to breaking up are still exist.
No, they're not, Jessica, because now they can magically get married and then they'll get married and then they can have sex and then everything is perfect and good. Duh.
We know my philosophy on proposals. If you don't know that the answer will be yes when you propose, don't fucking do it.
Well, like, this is like the funny thing. Yeah. Like, I've heard a lot about this, about couples breaking up, and then by the time, like, the way they get back together is a proposal, and it's like a magical band-aid. Like, I've heard this a lot.
It's fucking ridiculous. Like, okay, I'm trying to think of like where even to start, right? So Tracy decides, oh, I didn't. There's so many things wrong here. Like, let me just look back at Tracy and Elena's relationship, right? Like, mm-hmm. he was very adamant about not having sex before marriage. He's also very religious. She had decided, I'll respect his wishes, but also she wants to fuck. She fucks the like neighbor guy behind Tracy's back. We can't forget that. Mm-hmm. Then Tracy and her have sex. And then he goes off on a little missionary thingy. Yeah,
you're also forgetting the whole Professor Finn. Is that what? And because that was that.
Yeah, that happened. But that.
But no. He was mad because like she wasn't honest about that. So yeah, that was also a point of contention.
That was a little bit of drama.
And he brought that up several times this episode.
Yeah, like, let's just drop it already, Tracy. He goes off on a missionary trip. He doesn't tell Elena that then he meets Rose, comes back with Rose and just like avoids her because he comes back early. Then she finds out they're officially over. He ends up not sleeping with Rose and deciding, well, Rose makes sense because she's religious. It's the logical choice. Logical, we have a lot choice in common. Yeah. But his heart wants Elena, so he writes her this letter. He leaves her this letter at her door, which she then sees when she's coming back to her place with DeForest, and she reads the letter, and essentially it is like the gist of, I want you back, like, we make more sense together. She thinks he slept with Rose. When she finds out he hasn't, she's like happy about that. But then so then she ends up dumping DeForest, even though I agree with you, she was having so much fun with DeForest. I felt like their relationship could have blossomed into something like very deep, but like, I think the beginning of a relationship should be fun, and you should just be like laughing together and enjoying each other's company. Like, that's what the beginning of a relationship should be. So she ditches that for like the deeper, like, more meaningful love that she had with Tracy. But like, again, these problems still exist. Like, if your workaround to not being able to have sex before marriage is to just fucking propose, even though you're literally not even dating right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's unhinged behavior. Like, obviously, we don't necessarily see Elena say yes. She faints.
She tries.
She's like crying and like happy, smiling, crying. Yeah. So, like, probably she'll say yes. It's fucking unhinged behavior. Like, this makes no sense. Like, stop it. You're like fucking 20 years old. Like, I really can't. Like, stop it with this fucking nonsense. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's pretty silly. Oh, do you want to hear my latest thing that I learned on like Mormon TikTok?
Oh, yes, always.
Okay. So, the newest workaround that I found out that these kids do is that they go to Vegas, get married, have sex, and then divorce.
What? That's is it? Okay. I don't know much about Mormonism beyond what I learned in the Book of Mormon, but like, are you not supposed to divorce in Mormonism? Like, I thought, like, because Christians are certainly against it. So I would have imagined that Mormonism.
I don't know. I don't know. So
wow.
That's why I heard that these kids at Baylor are doing now.
That's fucking nuts.
Allegedly.
Oh my God. This is instead of, what was the other thing? Soaking? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, soaking. Yeah. Yeah.
You just dunk your dick in, but you don't actually move or something.
Yeah.
Good God. Oh my God. This is another side tangent. We haven't talked in a while. See, this is what happens. I read a book, Sarah. And I found this book via, why are you making a face?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It has
nothing to do with Mormons. I read a book. I found this book via a YouTuber I love.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. Now, generally speaking, Sarah, I am not a romance novel girly, right? Like, if I'm going to read romance, it's generally going to be like romantasy, or like there's something else going on beyond just the romance. I kind of knew this was a romance novel going in, but I also didn't know much about it. I heard she liked it, and I was like, boom, click, bought, done. I'm good. It's called Wild Love by Elsie Silver.
Okay, this is not the book they thought that you were going to bring up, which is why I was fully my
already, even though I didn't say anything yet.
Yeah.
What did you think I was going to bring up?
I thought you were going to tell me about The Measure when I literally read that book. I read that book like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I thought you were going to recite it back to me because I've definitely talked about it on our podcast before. So I thought you were going to be like, yes, I read this book and it was, I was like, yeah, bitch, I read that book like years ago. And I
no, that book was life changing though. But no, okay, I read Wild this book Love. Called Wild Love. Wild it is Love. A series. So there's like a couple of books
Wild in this Eyes. Series. It's Wild Love. Okay, go yes. ahead.
I have since discovered, because it has like pretty good reviews. Like Goodreads has it as 4 stars, which is like, pretty good out of 5. With 233,000 people saying that.
Sure.
I think I've discovered I'm just not a romance novel girl.
No.
I can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like when like half the book is about them fucking, like it's so over. He makes my skin tingle.
Like, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Makes me roll my eyes. So I'm just not a romance novel girly, I've decided.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It just makes me like feel pukey. I don't know.
It's not my genre as well. I prefer to read books about
like a thriller or something.
Yeah, right? I like thrillers or suspense. Yeah.
I want like a mystery. I want like something exciting happening, because like the moment you start the book, like you know what's gonna happen. Like they're just gonna get together. And like any of the like foibles that they run into, any adversity they run into, you're like, oh, they're just gonna get through.
Well, it's like a rom-com, right?
Why is he super rich? So I really was like, he's rich.
He's super rich.
Yeah,
he's super rich.
Okay. Anyway, if you like, here's the thing though, I will caveat, if you enjoy romance novels, I think this is a decent one. So like if that's your genre, go for it. But yeah, I don't know how I got on this topic. I just was like,
you just want to talk about it.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up.
You wanted to brag about how you read a book.
Read a book, baby, and I read it in a few days. I mean, when I read a book, I fucking read a book, you know.
Did it make you in the mood if it was just sexy the whole time?
Not really. There were like some moments where I was like, oh,
something was happening down there.
Something. but like most of the time, can I tell you what takes me out of it completely is when all of a sudden out of nowhere, without even checking if it's okay first.
Yeah.
He's like calling her baby and
you hate pet names.
I don't like the baby.
I thought it was going to be something about like his like throbbing.
Oh, well, that too. There was a time when he fully was like, yeah, put it in your mouth so you'll shut up or something. I'm like, fuck you, you dick. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah.
There is a lot of moments like that where he says like, oh, that pretty little mouth ears or something like that. Like, and like, freaking. Yeah, like he talks about like there's a whole scene where she's going to like give him a BJ and he talks about like fucking her mouth. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. There's a point where she starts like gagging because like,
oh,
because
he's too big.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes that happens. I guess
this is what happens to me. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But it is told from it, like this chapter switch back and forth between his and her perspective.
Yeah.
So if that's your sort of thing, it's not mine.
it's not yours.
Okay. I can't take it seriously.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, anything else about Elena? Are you? Do you think they're going to get married?
No.
You don't think so? I think that they could.
I hope not, because this is so doomed to fail.
Yeah, truly. I didn't even realize that we were going to get Donald Faison back. But
me neither. Sure. I mean, I was happy to see him, but also I liked DeForest, and he was very kind, and he got her a stuffed animal at the carnival.
Okay, you know what? It's okay, because because now Donald Faison is doing T-Mobile commercials, but Keenan is on SNL.
He really won.
And making millions. So I guess we know who won.
I still bet that Donald Faison makes a shit ton on like reruns, the syndication of Scrubs.
Who's doing reruns of Scrubs?
TBS was for the longest time. I don't know if they still are.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think that he has zero money, but also, I don't know. Like, yeah. I wonder who's more of a household name these days.
Oh, that's, I think 90s kids would say Keenan, but like, I don't know. Let us know. Email in. Shit90spod.com. Okay, let's finish out and talk about Ben and Felicity, because they're going to spend the summer together. Felicity has a great idea. Okay, we're going to go camping in Acadia, which I will say, I went to Acadia recently. This past really? Year.
When?
I went, it was over the summer. I went, we stayed in cabins. So like not camping, but we were in Acadia.
I think this happened. I thought I was your friend, but I've never heard you talk about Acadia once. When was this?
Look at a calendar. It was definitely over the summer.
This never happened.
This definitely happened.
No.
Let's see. Camping in Maine, September 6th to September 10th.
Oh, it's in. Okay, that's probably why. When you say Maine, I just black out. I hate that state.
Okay. Acadia is beautiful.
No, I hate Maine.
You don't like a national park?
It's too cold there and it's too annoying, and I don't like Maine.
I don't know. I think Maine is gorgeous. It's like very beautiful. I love the cold. That's why when we were looking at places to go and it was the summer, I'm like, I'm not going south. We only going north, baby. Acadia is a national park in Maine. It's absolutely gorgeous. There's like, if you're into biking and or hiking,
no,
I would wildly recommend it.
Definitely more of a Megan when it comes to vacations. I just want to sit on a beach, please.
Wait, what did you just say?
I'm definitely more of a Megan when it comes to vacations. Yeah. I just want to sit on a beach, please.
I thought I heard you say Blue's Clues somewhere in there. I don't know what's happening with my ears.
Stop smoking weed before we go on podcast.
If I would, I could, but you hear my cough right now.
Just stop.
And Ben is all for this. Ben is a go-with guy. He says, this sounds great. And then we need to rake Felicity over the coals a little bit, Sarah, because she did not tell Ben about the kiss between her and
bad Noah. Felicity, bad,
not bad. If we're gonna condemn Ben for not telling Felicity about the what's her face kiss,
Ruby, no, Avery,
the other blonde. The only difference is Felicity did not kiss him back versus Ben.
It doesn't matter. Bad. I'm gonna hit you in the wrist. Bad.
Still all bad. But Ben hasn't told Felicity that he got into an EMT school. So everything with Avery, that's why that storyline existed, because now he wants to be an EMT.
I'm all for this. I think this is a great job for Ben.
Yay! I agree, because he has like no emotional reaction to things. It makes perfect sense, because he could be that steady Eddie
he's a little EMT. Numb to life. No, I think it's good, because like, I just think that like, I like that this inspired him. Like, I was all for this.
Yeah, I think this makes a lot of sense for him as a career. The thing I don't really understand is why he has to go to EMT school in Kansas City. Like, is it that? Is there not an EMT school in New York?
No, this is what accepted him. It's like a 8-week or something program in Kansas City, Missouri. I miss Missouri so much. I love Missouri. Haven't been to Kansas City though. So he's going to go, unless it's in Kansas, because this is what's crazy. There's a Kansas City, Kansas, and then over the river, there's a Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness.
There's so many Kansas cities, and rarely are any of them in Kansas.
So he got accepted. And then because Felicity and him want to go camping, he wants to get out of it. And then Felicity's like, are you sure? I feel like at this point it would have been like, hey, look, I didn't give up my internship in New York last summer. We made it. We were okay. I think that you should do this. It's important. But she's like, are you sure you don't want to go? Like, burr, burr, burr. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like push. Like, she should have for him to go. But long story short, he decides that he wants to go and she's okay with it because, you know, like once again, like last summer, she decided to take the internship in New York, like tit for tat, really. And this is,
yeah,
like this is like the first time Ben has shown interest in doing anything ever. Exactly. So yeah. I would very much encourage my partner to do something like this. We learned from last summer, it's just a summer. It's like, he's like, this is our last summer ever. I get it because
you're dying.
Well, like, no, it's because like, you know, next summer they're going to be in the real world. Like they're not going to have like, this is their last summer break.
Right.
So
it's a fair thing to say, but also for someone like Ben, who has like felt aimless, he himself has felt very aimless and not really knowing where he wants to go after school. It's a big deal for him to feel passionate about something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he should take this opportunity to go explore that, because what happens if he doesn't do it and then he decides like, oh, I'm just going to be an EMT after college, and then he hates it. Like, this is a good opportunity to test it out and see if he actually does enjoy it. And to his, I'm glad that he also didn't push Felicity to come with him, because like he was saying, these are really long days. Like, we're never going to see each other. Like, it would have been way worse if he was like, I'm going to Kansas City, you should come with me, even though I won't be able to see you at all. Like, yeah. I'm happy that they both were able to be like, no, it's probably better if I don't go. Like, Felicity's going to watch The Loft. She'll stay in the city. And Ben will go off and do the EMT thing in Kansas City. And we know they've made it through summers apart before, so they can do it again. Obviously, it's not ideal if you want to spend your summer with your partner, but like, you know, it's better for your future to go try out something that could be beneficial career-wise. You have the rest of your lives to spend together if you so wish.
Yeah.
So
Noel's just going to come in and sweep his girl, and he's going to be pissed. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yes. Now, speaking of Noel, I thought this was a really fascinating conversation between Noel and Ben, where Ben is like, how did you know that like that's what you wanted to do? Like, what, it must be nice to like know what you want to do for the rest of your life. Like, this was so fascinating because they are really different in that way. Ben, for three seasons now, he's just establishing maybe this is what he wants to do. We've, ever since we've known Noel, it's like been a
graphic design.
Yes, thank you. Graphic design. So I liked this conversation, but also found it very strange considering how much Ben hates Noel. Like, I mean, like Noel hates Ben.
Ben doesn't hate Ben more.
But he does apologize, right? Like, there is this apology, like, you know, I should have been more generous upfront, like whatever, which was nice. Like, I think he just doesn't want to leave bad blood between them, right? Like, you're moving, you feel like, yeah. Oh, last hurrah.
Yeah, we're the air. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But this was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question. I think it's something that like a lot of us once again go through. I think like the statistics on how many people actually use their major in real life is like pretty, I don't know what that percentage is, but I think it's also hard to know like what you want to do. I think like when I was a senior in college, I was really into historical preservation, and that was something that I wanted to look at. And I haven't thought about that since, because really it was just like, where can I get a job after school? Mm-hmm. And you know, that kind of leads you to one thing or the other. Like, you kind of just follow the path there. And a lot of like what you're passionate about kind of is like goes to number two after what can you do for work and for money, which is unfortunate. And I still think like, you know, like a lot of people, even if they've had like, I'm like 15 years into my career or so. And like, I don't like, I wouldn't say that it's like my main passion in life. Like, I don't know exactly what that even looks like. But I think like everybody really just like finds a way. They find a path. And
yeah,
I think it's like you follow what sparks that interest the most.
I agree. And I think when we grew up, and then obviously certainly in the 90s when the show was on, I feel like it was ingrained in us that you have to pick something
now, either like right when you're coming out of high school or during college, and that's what you do for the rest of your life. But mm-hmm. like nowadays, that's simply not true. Most people don't stay in the same field of work or career or anything like that for the entirety of their lives. Like that, it's just not realistic. Like passions come and go, opportunities arise, your life changes, your situations change. Most people aren't in the same career for their whole life. And I think that's a good thing. Like it's okay to not be able to find what you're interested in until you're much older. It's real. It's normal for that to happen. And most people don't have, like, aren't staying with a company, the same company their entire lives either. Like it's just not common. I think it basically puts a ton of pressure on people who are so young to make that sort of decision that they're supposed to stick with forever. Like you're just going to get stuck in a line of work you hate and be there forever. No, yeah. Like
I think it's more so you tolerate it. And then that's like a big, and also I think like generationally, like I think like millennials and even more so Gen Z, like work is not their main priority. And for the generations before us, it is like your identity. And I think like we are trying to find more purpose outside of work than inside. And it's just like becoming like less and less important. Like, and I think like it's a good thing. Like, honestly, like I, you know, it's very, very much like I don't want what I do to be like my main identifying factor. It's so fascinating because like, you know, I was at like Stitch Club the other day with like four people that I don't know and like one person that I did know. And the very first thing that like topic that came up was like, what does everybody do for work? And it's just like, wow, it's like so ingrained in us. Like,
it's
right?
The first thing you ask. Yes, of course. And it's, I totally agree with you. Like that is, it took me most of my 20s, I think, it's still something I struggle with, to reroute my brain to not put my entire identity into my day job. Like it isn't, and it shouldn't be my entire identity, who I am as a person. Yes, it's nice to do something you love and to feel passionate about a job that you're spending 40 plus hours at every single week, but that's not all there is to know about me. And that's not, certainly not my top priority anymore. Mm-hmm.
What's your main passion in life?
My dogs.
Okay. That's something.
That's like, it. That's it's something. My dogs and like my Sarah, if I'm being honest, like I would love, and this in my opinion, this is like a pie in the sky sort of a dream, right? Like I would love one day to have enough land and enough space to be able to like rescue and foster dogs regularly.
Aww.
I would love that. Like, is it something that will happen? I don't know. Certainly can't happen in the house I'm in now. Like it's just, we don't have enough space for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I would love to do something like that and get more involved in that, in helping animals. I like animals more than I like human beings. Like I would love to do something like that with my time. And that's a goal. Like I can try to work towards now. I rescued my dogs from a rescue organization. I have an in there. Like I keep up with those people regularly. But it's tough because we are told that you are your job a lot of the times. And like, it's expected that like you will feel as passionately about your job as you do everything else. And for most people, that's just not true. And again, it can be, and that's totally fine. If that's your priority and that's what you love and that's what you want to do, by all means, but it doesn't have to be. And like, if you know what I mean, like it's this point in Ben and Felicity's lives, setting up their successful future, it's harder to say like I will choose a couple month old relationship over my entire future, whereas obviously like me and my husband would be having a different conversation. You know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't want to spend a whole summer apart. Well, you know, we've been together for a lot longer. We're more established, that sort of a thing. I don't know. It's tough. Like it's, the world has changed. And I think people shit on Gen Z a lot, but I think they have healthier boundaries.
When it comes absolutely.
To work life
and relationships and what they value, I think they're more willing to speak up when they don't like something and they don't like the way something works.
Yeah.
Versus, I don't know, I feel like a lot of times, like, the millennials have gotten the shit beat out of us from life. And I think we've learned to kind of take it versus stand up a lot of the times. I mean, God, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't want to necessarily label us the anxious generation, but I certainly feel that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've lived through one too many historic moments, and finding a voice and finding the ability to speak up, I think sometimes is extremely difficult, and finding the confidence to do it, right? Like, I don't know about you, Sarah, but like, I found that once I hit my late 20s, early 30s, I finally started gaining this confidence of like, I kind of don't give a shit what other people think. And obviously I do to an extent, but I do less. I'm more willing to stand up for myself now than I was back then.
Yeah. I think, like, for me, like, I'm still sensitive about that type of stuff. But like, I think, like, what came in my 30s is just like, it, for me, like, the FOMO, like, I don't care about what other people do. Like, if people are doing stuff without me, like, I don't care. Like, you know, you do you, like, I do me, like, it's fine. Like, I don't need to be included in everything.
Yeah.
That's totally cool. I don't care. Like, also refocusing on like doing things that make me happy. Mm-hmm. If like I'm like, if I had plans and like I wasn't like in the mood that day, like it would be very hard for me to like cancel that. Especially because like, oh, I don't want to miss out. I don't want to make people feel bad. But like listening to me and my body and like being like, yeah, like I don't really feel like doing that today. And like being like, that's okay. Like it's okay to like to not do something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Say no or no thank you. But yeah, I think that like it's really nice to go into like a like an older version of yourself. It's like very
it's nice. Yeah, it's nice to know that you can like eventually gain that confidence, whether it's because you feel like you need to stand up for yourself, or I know I've heard from a lot of people that it's like once they have a kid, it's like, no, but I will stand up for that kid. So they kind of have to get that confidence to do things.
Yeah.
Which I do feel like, you know, you have a partner. I can see that. Like I would go through hell and high water to like defend my husband. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think once you feel like a protective nature over someone, I think that can help build that confidence.
Yeah. So should I start protecting Adam more in the Discord when people make fun of his food takes?
What's his most controversial food take?
Well, for me, like, it's like definitely the pizza thing, but.
Oh, Chicago pizza is better than New York pizza, which we all know is blatantly false, but.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like he's delusional.
It's because like, can I tell you my biggest problem with like deep dish pizza? Too much sauce.
No,
like,
no, I love sauce. That's not my problem.
I just want cheese. I don't want sauce.
That's what he says. Yeah. He wants cheese. I want sauce.
Yeah.
I would be if you just gave me a cup of sauce and be like, this is pizza.
Sauce comes from tomatoes.
Yeah.
From
your tomato. You're like, what's your deepest passion in life? I would say tomatoes.
You just want a tomato farm.
Well, I mean, I'm building one. Ordered like 12.
What is your deepest passion?
Bed, but I love bed.
Yeah,
no, but also I'm finding a lot of joy, like I said earlier. So the sorority that I'm in, Pi Beta Phi, I'm working with the Butler, Indiana. Butler is a university in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And I'm working with the Pi Phi chapter at Butler University, and talking to these young women. So, and just like helping them and like listening to them. And I'm finding a lot of, because my career is so materialistic based and like, it doesn't provide me with like a lot of like purpose, or like, I'm such a person that gets like validation, or like I feel good when I like serve others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't, my career doesn't really match up with like my morals and values in a way.
Yeah, you're dealing with like rich people who want a $200 pillow. Like,
yeah, it doesn't feel good. But when I work with people and have them like feel better, or like just make them feel like they're listened to or validated, I get a lot of like purpose, and like I feel good about myself when I do that. So just like talking to young, like the younger generation really, and just like having them be heard or like validating how hard it is, like I gain a lot of like purpose and passion from that. And I don't really know, and just like people in general, I joke around that like maybe HR is like the place that I'm like the job that I'm supposed to be in. Yeah. Just like, because like I love like office drama. I like listening.
Yeah,
to
it people. Does fit your personality very
like,
well. Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm probably should be in some sort of industry that like does that. And I mean, like, I don't know, something to explore, but like, I just like, I don't want to be a therapist because that's like a lot of like responsibility over another human, but I really like the idea of just like letting people be heard. I feel like that is something that I'm like, my heart is like gravitating towards that. And that is something that like, I think it would really behoove me to explore in the next 10 years.
I totally can see that for you. And I'm glad that you found a way to do that that satisfies that.
Yeah.
Because I found similarly, like my back a couple years ago, my day job wasn't satisfying me creatively.
Yeah.
And I was having a tough time. And that was like kind of when I started podcasting. Like I found that scratched that itch that I didn't really know I had. And I've since found I have ADHD. So it's like the projects, like, oh, a watercolor for a while, and then on to this other thing, and then on to that other thing. But like, it's always there, that need to do something to create or to like experiment. But there's also that like Virgo side of me that enjoys like the tediousness and the daily monotony of like other parts of it. You know what I mean? So it's nice to find that your day job does not have to meet all of those qualifications. Mm-mm. And for some people, it really can't. Like the privilege to even have a job that you love, like most people don't have that. They can't, especially not now. You need to make money, right? Like that to live. Like, no, money isn't everything, but like you gotta have it to get by. So it's tough, but I don't know how we ended up here. Like, I feel like this episode brought up a lot of like great discussion points. It wasn't necessarily like the most dramatic or most entertaining or like whatever, but it is interesting to talk about where these characters are at this point in their lives. And like, it's a really tough, difficult position to be in.
Oh yeah. It really is like a turning point. Like I think that senior year of college is like very, I really understand what like Felicity was saying in that one scene where she was just like, look, like it's kind of crazy because like you go to college, you don't know anybody, and then you find these people, and then you find this like purpose and this like establish in this life, and then people like go off and disappear. Like senior years like of college, and then on top of that, these people that were like very, very important to you for 4 years, like you all like dispense and do your own thing, and then everybody is just trying to figure out what like their relationship status, their like work status, their life establish, like where they're going to live. Like it's very, and it's scary. Like when you're leading up to everybody graduating, you're like, gosh, like everything that I've like known and built, I'm going to have to start over again. So it really is like kind of like a crazy time. And it's like interesting how like different people handle it. Like I did not handle it the summer after graduation of college. Like I literally spent that entire summer like watching YouTube videos, and like I didn't get a job, like I didn't get an internship, I just like did nothing really. Like it was really hard for me to navigate that. So it's gonna be very interesting seeing everybody try to like navigate how like going off into the real world after school. It's no longer, it was very hard for me to be like, this is like my summer vacation versus like this is like the real world.
This is life.
Like I
yeah.
navigate that well. But then there's people like, you know, that literally get their jobs before they even finish senior year of college.
Yeah.
And it's just like they figured it all out. And that's because like they were on like a track of like, I have to do X, Y, and Z to be successful. And it just really depends on like how people are. So I'm very excited to see next season. But before we get to that, we have our season recap. So very, very fun.
Yeah. All right. Let's give out our final point of the season. Who do we think earned the point this episode?
Maybe Noel for graduating and like closing the book with Ruby.
Yeah. And he's also trying to like put distance, but in like set boundaries for him and Felicity, which I think he is in the right on.
Yeah. And then he ultimately came to like a place of forgiveness and like, let's like, you know, get ice cream and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go.
All right. Noel. Go Noel. Look at you.
Go Noel.
We also got some feedback. So we got an email from Jamie. Noel has me all over the place.
Yeah.
First off, I do agree. Noel is correct in wanting to create space and boundaries with Felicity to protect himself. It has to be incredibly painful to be in love with someone and it not be returned. But on the other hand, he's being unnecessarily mean to Felicity, and it seems like he wants to punish her for not being in love with him. The whole thing with the book was such a mess. Noel should have just accepted the gift, said thank you, and then when he got to Seattle, he could have thrown the book away or donated it to a library.
Yeah.
But him trying to give it back to her was just incredibly immature. Then he goes from one extreme to another by leaving her the time capsule, which I thought was so inappropriate and something only a boyfriend should do. Noel does not know how to have a healthy medium with Felicity, and them living alone together over the summer is going to do nothing to help that. Last week, I said Ben needed to put his foot down and ask Felicity to stay away from Noel, and I know you two and Lindy disagreed with me, but I have to say I'm standing by it. Just last week, Noel took away Felicity's summer job in Seattle when he realized Ben was going to be there to cock block him. Noel and Felicity absolutely should not be spending the summer together. Ben should suggest Felicity go to Palo Alto for the summer. Okay, so before we get into other more of Jamie's thoughts, what do you think of that, Sarah?
Putting his foot down. I mean, sure. Like, yes, I think that if they want to have a successful long-term relationship, I think that Felicity needs to respect Ben's like wishes and his own boundaries against Noel, who doesn't seem to have any boundaries with Ben's girlfriend. But then also, like, I think like the fault really comes to Felicity in a way, because like it's not Ben's job to like continue to like chase after Felicity and be like, please respect me and our relationship, right? Like,
yeah.
I think that really Felicity needs to look inward and be like, you know, like how, like, do I care about Ben's feelings here? Like, I feel like worse about Ben like putting his foot down and like being like, hey, you need to do this, that, or the other thing. And more so bad with like Felicity not like being like, hey, like this really hurts the person that I love. And this will hurt the person I love, like hanging out with this man behind my boyfriend's back all summer. I think like it really should go to Felicity in the way of like, I need to respect my relationship.
Yeah, I do. I do think that the buck stops with Felicity. I think she needs, and obviously we barely get any of them together. Like, it's the very end of the episode where they realize they're going to be living in the loft together. So we don't know that Felicity won't tell Ben or hide stuff from Ben or anything like that. Like, we simply do not know yet.
Hid the kiss.
No, she hid the kiss. Yeah, exactly. We know she hid the kiss, which is not good. But I still think that I do think the responsibility lies with Felicity. I think that like she needs to tell Ben, I'm living with Noel now for the summer, and they need to discuss it and figure out if that's going to work for them. And if not, Noel or Felicity need to make other living arrangements, you know, like it's something that needs to be discussed. I think that if I'm Ben, I'm not comfortable with this situation. Like, I think that knowing that Noel is like in love with Felicity and having them hang out constantly would bother me. So yeah, it's really interesting.
Jamie continues, Nolan Ruby was such a missed opportunity. And wow, Ruby and Avery really look alike.
Yeah. It's pretty bamboozling, but
yeah. I started to like Ben again this episode, and I'm still not back on Team Ben yet, but he is making progress. I felt bad for him this episode. He really does have such low self-esteem in regards to his intelligence and capabilities. It's no wonder he was so easily manipulated by Avery. What do you think of Ben becoming an EMT?
Yeah, like we talked about it earlier, I'm really all for it. I think that makes a lot of sense, and I am really all for something that I think it like kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, I think that like he really wants to find something where he finds like he's like helping and like could make a difference in the world. And I think that being an EMT could be a great fit for him.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it makes a lot of sense with his personality. let's see. Megan has houses in both Italy and Switzerland. Her family must be super rich.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why does Sean get a summer vacation? He's not a student. Is he even employed?
I don't even know if he has a job. Like, I don't know what this man does.
Seriously, though, I never thought about that, but that's so true. Oh, that's so funny.
This man is like 27 years old, 26 years old, and he just can like go off and do whatever.
Yeah, get a job.
Yeah.
Sean.
Get a job.
Why wasn't Elena at Noel's graduation? She seems very isolated from the main cast now that she has her own storyline. I'm glad she has her own story, but I also wish she was more involved in the main storyline.
Yeah.
She's friends with both Felicity and Noel, and I thought
very much Noel. Very much.
Yeah. Noel. Yeah, I agree with that. She should have been at graduation. And also, like, I would have loved, again, we had fucking useless Molly there to give her dumb insights. I would have loved to see Elena and Felicity having these conversations about, like, their mm-hmm. troubles together.
Yeah. Elena's, like, stuck with Molly all the time. It's really unfortunate.
I know.
Yeah, well, I think my answer is that you only get so many tickets for graduation, and Elena did not get a ticket.
She didn't make the list.
She didn't make
Ben
the list.
Did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Ben got it. I mean, wasn't Sean selling like graduation tickets? So
yes,
maybe he got a freebie from Sean.
That's true.
You know that he didn't pay for it.
Oh, definitely not. Jamie says, overall, I think this finale has been the weakest so far. I would say the season one finale was the best. Season two would be second. How would you rank the three season finales? Well, we'll save that question for next podcast, because I think we do have like a definitive ranking of them.
Yeah.
And then Jamie also wants to know, since we're about to start season four, how much do the two of you know about all the drama behind the scenes of season four episode count and the two series finales that were filmed? If you want, I can share with you what happened. It's spoiler free, just behind the scenes info. I know we know there are two season finales because
I don't think I knew that.
Someone had asked us a while back, and DBK had answered a question about it or something when we had him on. So I know that there are two. I don't really know why. So if you want to share that, that's totally fine. Like, as long as it's not spoilers, then that's fine.
I know nothing. Maybe one season finale she ends up with Noel, one season finale she ends up with Ben.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
then we're both winners.
Yes, love that for us. All right, let's hear some voicemails here. Let's see what Temi had to say about the finale.
Hi, ladies. Noel was telling Ben about how fortunate he was to have taken the graphic design class for figuring out what he wanted to do. Similarly, as it relates to your friends, do you have a friend or friends that came into your life unexpectedly because of a physical move or a new activity? I'm using the word unexpectedly to mean that you had to work hard or creatively to become friends. I'll accept the obvious answers, but I'm pushing you for less obvi.
Okay, not us. I'm not pushing you and me.
And then I think Megan and Sean, you know, this trip of going to Switzerland, would they or would they not go? What are your thoughts on Switzerland? I like their historic neutrality when it comes to wars, the geography and languages, national languages, French, German, and Italian. And I love Roger Federer. Google Swiss Maestro and see what comes up. His name will be the first result, I'll tell you. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. Okay.
Not each other. We can't say each other.
Not each other.
Our partners.
Which I think friendship I've had to work for.
Work for.
Or come up. Didn't he say that? Or come up unexpectedly?
Come up unexpectedly. Yeah.
It's so difficult. I feel like all my unexpected friendships have come up very naturally. Mm-hmm. And like as a result of a shared interest, which I guess isn't like uncommon.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll say one that I was talking to you about pre-pod that has been way more recent. Mm-hmm. And it is my husband's cousin, who is much younger than us. We started hanging out because we both got dogs around the same time and we wanted them to be able to burn energy together and play. And so they also live local, unlike most of my husband's family. And so we started having them over, and like it was very easy. Like it was a very natural like friendship to form, especially me and his cousin's girlfriend. We get along very well. And it was just like kind of strange. I didn't expect to get along with someone who was like a good like 8 years younger than me, and like have like somewhat different interests, but it just kind of like became very natural for us to hang out. So I think that's probably what I would say.
That's a great answer. I'm trying to think, like a lot of my friendships really are pretty old, like high school or before. And, or like, they're so, I mean, like, you know, I'm like a little spiritual, like sometimes like friendships I develop, like they really feel like they just like click into place. Like I just like know automatically that they're going to be a close friendship of mine, because of this, that, or the other thing. Just like, it's like a feeling that I get, it's like a shift. And like there's definitely been friendships that I've like worked hard for, but, or like, you know, it's been years and like there's definitely been highs or lows, but I don't really know if I've had that many like, you know, totally unexpected friendships besides, I suppose, like you said, nothing obvious, but like, I guess like Adam and I were definitely like friends before anything else. And I feel like it's like pretty unlikely. Like our backgrounds are like very different. He is like younger than me. And, but like, he just was like always just, I don't know, like somebody that like really cracked me up. I'm going to have to, I don't know. Like, I don't know if like I have anything that like super applies.
Tammy comes in with the hard-hitting questions.
Oh, absolutely, all the way. Yeah.
Also, I love a Swiss Army knife. If we're, and Swiss chocolates, Toblerones are absolutely delicious. Those are my favorite. I've never been to Switzerland, so those are my favorite Swiss things that I can relate to, at least.
Yeah, I would love to go one day. It's beautiful. I heard that was a little pricey to get there and be there, though. So
yeah, it's on my list of place of destinations, but definitely one of the more expensive, difficult ones to get to. Okay, let's hear what DBK has to say about the finale.
What up, though, ladies? All right, the last summer ever. We got Noel and Felicity fighting. But then Noel loses his job and he's going to spend the summer with Felicity to Sarah's chagrin. Ben's going to be an EMT, so this is like the good thing I was talking about from the shooting. I buy Ben as an EMT. I think this is like a good move for Ben. Let's see. Oh, we got Ruby showing up. So did Ben, or did Noel ask Ruby to come, or did Ruby ask Noel to come? And that was like weird and random that that happened, right? Tracy's back. He's getting rid of DeForest, and he's proposing to Elena. So do we think they'll be married by next season? And then,
God, I hope
I know you guys didn't like it. We got more Sean and Megan bickering, but they're off to Switzerland. So hopefully they come back happier than ever. Anyways, till next week, ladies. Peace.
Did you hear that little elevator music that I was had?
Yes, I kind of like it. I was vibing.
I think that Elena is so type A that she's going to be like super planning her wedding. Like she needs some time.
I hope they don't get married before. Because it's just doomed to fail. I just don't feel good vibes about it. I don't know. We'll see. I hope the best for them. I like Tracy. I just don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're so young. Yeah. Yeah. I hope that Switzerland does Sean and Megan makes them happier and less bickery, because I would love that for the next season, truly.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Also, we did get some comments from Emily, and I did love her very first comment of, I have high hopes for Felicity's hair in season 4.
Because fingers it's gotten crossed.
Much longer.
Yeah, it's coming around.
Also, how is Atlantic City Sean's number one vacation destination when they live in New York City? That's what I'm saying.
Pretty bad.
If I never see Sean balk like a chicken again, it will be too soon. I'm surprised Megan didn't break up with him on the spot.
Rip.
And one other comment that I really liked from Emily regarding the stages of grief that Dr. Bavone was talking to Felicity about. Mm-hmm. Emily says, FYI, the stages of grief are non-linear. They're not stage 1 denial, stage 2 anger, stage 3 bargaining, stage 4 depression, and then stage 5 acceptance. You may not experience all of those, and you may experience them out of order. It irritates me when media gets this wrong.
I don't even know if I realized that.
I don't know that I knew that either. And first of all, it makes sense. And especially because people grieve very differently from one another. So I feel like it makes even more sense that, like, yes, maybe you do go through these stages, but like they don't necessarily have to go in that order. You could be angry first or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then one last note from Emily. Javier came to Noel's graduation.
He got a ticket.
I hate graduation ceremonies. They're boring and overly long, to which I say absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Which is why I didn't go to my college one. All right. And that's all the feedback we have. So next week, as a reminder, we will be doing our season wrap up for season 3. We'll make some predictions about season 4, talk about all the characters and so on and so forth. And then we'll hop on into season 4, the final season of Felicity. Can you believe it, Sarah?
No, I cannot.
You're here already. This was a shorter season, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
But so that will be next week. In the meantime, of course, we're still covering Buffy. We talked about the prom episode and the umbrella. And very soon we're going to be talking about the season finale, Sarah. Without saying anything yet, have you watched the finale?
I have, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so have I. I can't wait to talk about it. Very exciting stuff. So keep up with all of that. Make sure you send us in your feedback, shit90spod.com, shit90spod@gmail.com. Anything else, Sarah, you want any of the folks to know about?
No.
Okay, so we will catch you all next time. Until then, have a good one. Goodbye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.